Hi, I'm Scott Hunter, and I've got Guang Yang with me today, and we're here to talk about building APIs that can use the features of Power Apps. So I have a couple of points that I want to make. So Power Apps can use a variety of APIs. Number one, it can use APIs you already have in your enterprise that you're hosting yourself. You can host the APIs yourself, or you can actually build your own new APIs and host them in Azure App Service, and you get a bunch of capabilities for doing that as well. But Power Apps works with any API, no matter where it's hosted, no matter where it is, no matter what language it's written in, you can consume your APIs in Power Apps.
Yep, that's correct.
If I think of Azure API apps, there's a couple of things that we let you do. First off, you can build your APIs in whatever language you want. We have a bunch of built-in authentication inside of API apps. Service to service and service to user. We also will take any API that you already have and we'll give you chorus capabilities. This allows you to call the API from JavaScript from any other domain. You don't have to worry about building it in your API. We can do that for you. And then we have the ability of taking the Swagger metadata that your API might expose and discovering that and being able to consume that for a variety of features in both API apps and in Power Apps. One of the cool things about these APIs in App Service is you can use them both for Power Apps or for Logic Apps or for your own applications. So building an API and hosting in App Service gives you all those capabilities. Another cool thing is we do is we have the ability to do SDK generation. And so we can actually generate, no matter if your API is written in Node, PHP, Java, .NET, we can actually generate the code to call the API. So sometimes we can make the consumption of the API that you're hosting and building inside of Azure App Service even easier. And then once again, we have this great API management inside of Azure, and you can easily take any API that you host both in API apps in Azure App Service or your own and easily add, you know, use them in our own API management. Next, we want to talk today mainly about consuming APIs and Power Apps. Because if you build an API and host it inside of Power Apps, you get even more capabilities. And I'm going to let Guang drill into those.
Yes, exactly. So Scott mentioned about the integration between APIs and Power Apps. So once you have your APIs in Power Apps, the first thing is that first, you know, even without writing any code, we'll already have a lot of out-of-box APIs you can use already. So that just
things like Dropbox, Twitter,
yes,
Office 365, SharePoint, a bunch of our built-in APIs are just there. You just pick them and choose them, and they're there.
Exactly. And the second is that, you know, as Scott mentioned, no matter where your API is actually hosted, like in your own data center or in Azure App Service, you can expose them the same way, so very flexible. The third is that about authentication and authorization. So we will actually enable AAD authentication automatically, and on top of that, we'll give you advanced user-based authorization, so you can choose to say for a certain API who can have access in your organization. Very, very powerful.
So that's pretty cool. I can write an API. I don't have to write any code, and I can protect it with Azure Active Directory, and then I can give user and role access to that API with no code changes to the API at all.
Exactly. So API definition discovery, so that's one we actually inherited from API app, which is bring this forward so you have the same capability. And finally, you know, last but not least.
And so what that'll do though is that actually, if I'm in Power Apps, because of this metadata, it allows Power Apps to actually show me what I can actually call and consume easily. The API definition also allows us to generate those SDKs as well.
Right. And finally, you know, we also provide a capability to connect to other SaaS systems or your on-premises data. So this is also very powerful if, you know, the out-of-box APIs we provide to you is not good enough, you want to extend the system, you want to connect to your own organizational data, so that's the capability right there.
So next what we're going to do is we're going to switch to Visual Studio, and we're going to build an API from scratch. We're then going to take that API, host it inside of Azure App Service. As I said before, you don't have to do that, but we're going to host ours in Azure App Service, and then we're going to make it available to both Power Apps and pro developers in my organization by importing it into Power Apps. So I'm going to jump over to Visual Studio, and I'm going to build a new API. So I do new project. I'm going to select ASP.NET here. And there's a new project type here called an Azure API app. You're not required to build an Azure API app. I could have also gone up here and just created a raw API, but creating a Azure API app gives me a couple of extra benefits, meaning that it creates an API project for me, and it puts Swashbuckle inside of my project by default. Swashbuckle is a technology which will create Swagger API for my API automatically without me having to do any work. Even though I'm showing an ASP.NET project here, using APIs inside of Power Apps for pro developers does not require .NET. You could easily write an API in Node.js, Ruby, PHP, whatever you
Java,
want.
Yeah,
you just need to write, you know, use a library or write a Swagger metadata for that. So I've got a regular API app project here. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to drag some pre-existing models I have in here. So I've got a contact model here. And you'll see it's got an ID, a first name, a last name. And I've also got a controller here. I'll drag the controller in. And I'll delete the default sample controller. And if you look at my controller, it basically has some static data with some names in it. It's got a get operation, a post operation, a delete operation built into it. Now, one of the cool things is, as I was saying before, is if I open my references up and I zoom in here, you can see we've got Swashbuckle built into my application. And as I mentioned earlier, that provides metadata for my app. Swashbuckle has another cool feature where I can come here and I'm going to drop into App Start. I'm going to look up the Swagger config and I'm going to start search for Swagger UI. And from here, I can enable this. This is typically disabled because you don't want to run this in production, but it's great for running as a developer. I can run my API. It's going to come up, and by default, there is no HTML in here, so it just gives me an error. But I can click back Swagger, and this will take me to some nice UX that is provided by Swashbuckle. Here's my API. I can drill into it. You can see I can see my operations. I can click an operation. It's going to show me an example of what the schema would look like. I can even press try it now. It will actually go call my API, and you can see it brought back the data that I have in my API. So very simple to take a API, try it out. But another cool thing I get from the Swashbuckle is if I come here and select Swagger slash stocks slash V1, this will return the actual Swagger metadata that is useful for APIs. This is metadata that describes the operations on my API, what the parameters are, all of those things. And this is super critical when I want to go add this to Power Apps, because this metadata is what allows a Power App to understand what my API looks like. So let's close this out and let's publish this app up to Azure. So I come here and I publish my application. It's going to copy it up to my Azure App Service. Mm-hmm. And now, once again, there's no UX for this application, so there's no page I would actually see. But once again, I can come up here and bring up the Swagger metadata, and you can see my API is now live.
Yep, pretty cool.
Now, I can come over here, and I can jump to the Azure portal. And the Azure portal is going to load up. And I've got a Power App Blade, and I've got a blade for my Azure service environment here. I'm going to click on my Power App Blade here. And there's a new option here called Manage APIs. And I'm going to select Manage APIs. And my API doesn't exist, so I'm going to add a new API. So I'll come up here and I'll call it contacts. And I'm going to tell it for sources. I want to find APIs that I already have hosted in my app service environment. It's going to go find that API. And in my drop down, there's my contact API. And I'm going to press OK. And that's going to import that API into Power Apps. Let's go look at that API. So here's my apps. I'm going to drill in. And if I scroll down here, there's my contact API. Now you might ask, why would I want to publish my API and add my API to the Power Apps? One thing I can think of is if I'm a developer and I want to build an API and I want to expose it to people that are using Power Apps, I can build my API like I always can. I can publish it here. And now people that actually want to call it from Power Apps can do so as well. But I think it's more than just Power Apps, isn't it? I mean, by doing this, I get a couple of API benefits. I think one of those benefits is everything is protected by Active Directory.
Yep.
So anything in this environment is protected by Active Directory. And I think you might be able to show us what else we can do.
Sure.
You want to switch places?
Sure. Yep. Now, as Scott said, you know, This web app is actually your backend running your API code. And then here we're doing an extra step to actually, you know, add a managed API on top of that. And the benefit of doing so is that if we go, so this is the web app that's actually running our backend. And remember that we didn't really write any code or configure anything to say, hey, I want what kind of authentication I have. So if we go back to this app service environment, and then we go to manage APIs.
I see it there.
So you see the context here. Now this is the API that we just added, and it's backed by the web app. Now the good thing about this is that first of all you see the metrics here, so we're already having a few hits where we get the Swagger definition, and then you can have multiple connections for an API. You can also
And what is a connection?
It depends on the API. Depends on what kind of API you have. A connection typically can be a single user, if your API is a user-based API, or it can be some particular credentials that you use to connect to some data. Like if it is a SQL.
So, for example,
server,
if it was like Dropbox, I might be able to put in my Dropbox credentials if I create a connection, or if you create a connection, you would put in your Dropbox credentials. Or if, in the case of like working for a company, I could put my company credentials in and then have a Dropbox that was available to people in my company.
Exactly. And the benefit of using this connection architecture is that your backend code doesn't need to understand anything about authenticating to Dropbox, how to do the OAuth dance. Everything is handled by the platform. By people logging in, the user's OAuth access token is stored in this connection securely. We're actually encrypt that in our system. And then we also automatically handle the refresh token. So from your code, you don't need to worry about when a token will refresh, would it have enough scope, enough permission. We take care of everything from you, from your code. You just assume there is always an access token you use, always valid, and you can use that to call the actual Dropbox API.
So as a developer, it takes a bunch of that OAuth flow away from me, pushes that away. We manage it as part of the service, and that leaves you to write simpler code.
Yes.
In the case of my contact API, which I just wrote, it doesn't have any OAuth flows, but at the same time, I didn't write any authentication, but by registering it inside of Power Apps, I basically put a protection layer on top of it saying that only people that you've given access to in the portal can ever call my API.
So the authorization is based on AAD. So right in here in this API user access blade, this is where we control to say who have access to this API. Now, as of right now, there is no user who can access this API. And as an admin, you can simply go click add. And here it will show you all the users and security groups in your AAD tenant. You can search for them, and you can give people permission. So for example, I can add you, Scott Hunter, and I can-
On my own API.
Yeah. I can add you and your organization, so which is a security group.
Yep.
So I can add these in here, and you know, this simple, I'm giving people access, I'm giving people the ability to use this API.
So the benefits you're gonna see here is if you're building APIs inside of your company, by registering them with Azure App Service, we give you the ability to protect your API with AD authentication. You can control which users and groups have access to your API. If your API is an API that might talk to a third-party SaaS service like Dropbox or Twitter or something like that, we can provide all of the OAuth flow for you without having to write that code inside of your actual API itself.
Yes.
And then also, any API that I expose here, any Power App user can use as well.
Yes.
And
yes,
so
exactly.
Pro developers can use the API, Power App users can use the API, and we take a lot of the security and auth work away for you.
Yes, there is one more thing that is worth mentioning is that if you go into the settings blade of this API, you see that there is a policy blade here. Now this is actually the API management policy that we're putting here. So you can use all the familiar API management policies you can put in here to even further control and govern your API. For example, you can put throttling here. You can say, I want to change the shape of my API a little bit. I can manage version a little bit. So all this kind of flexibility and the power of existing API management policy, you get in here as well.
Awesome. Well, please start trying to use the new API apps we built into Azure App Service and try them with Power Apps as well. Thanks.
Thank you.